NFL Week 16 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We went 5 for 6 last week, meaning our followers of that episode made massive amounts of cash. And this week, we're going to do it again. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
This is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so as you already heard, last week we went 5 for 6 on our weekly locks, which means that anyone that watched that episode went 5 for 6. And in football betting, that means you won huge money. And I will say, we almost went 6 for 6. We were a referee blown call away for going 6 for 6 and having a perfect betting week on NFL spreads. That is very hard to do.
Yeah.
And guess what? We've done a ton of research this week, and we have 4 more locks plus 2 bonus picks. So we are all ready to make a lot of money again this week.
Absolutely we are. And we make all these picks on BlockBet. The link is in the description because they actually maximize your parlays. So you're getting a massive 20%, 30% bonus when you tally it all up. No other platform pays you out better than BlockBet.
All right, let's jump right into our first game of the week. We have on Saturday, we've got all kinds of crazy Saturdays, Wednesday games.
Crazy, I love it.
Into Christmas here. So Saturday, we have the Houston Texans minus 2.5 favorites at the Kansas City Chiefs. What do we think?
Look, you and I have been very vocal on this show about the Kansas City Chiefs. These guys are fake. They've limped past every single team all year, winning on blown calls at the end of the game, blocked field goals, toes out of bounds, you name it, the list goes on. Mm-hmm. So right now we have a Patrick Mahomes who is hurt, and I don't know if he's going to play because it is a semi-shorter week. I think all the reports and stuff are going to say that he might play because it's going to put the other team at a disadvantage from a prep standpoint. Mm-hmm. I see two teams who are evenly matched on the defensive side of the ball. I see two teams that are offensively quite evenly matched as well. But with the addition of Nico Collins on the Houston Texans, I think that has really put CJ Stroud into a more comfortable position. He's now finding his huge weapon down the field more consistently, and that is leading to more points for the Houston Texans. So my theory on this game is we see a Kansas City team that's been scraping by week after week after week. We have Mahomes, who is potentially not going to play. Both teams have kind of locked their position in the division. So I think this game is going to mean a little bit more to Houston because they've had some faltering games over the past several weeks recently. Mm-hmm. I think they really need to demonstrate that they can win a tough game on the road before heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the Texans are a different team with Nico Collins back. They've won 3 in a row with him back. I think he had 2 touchdowns last week. He is probably behind Chase and Jefferson, the number 3 best wide receiver in the NFL. So he is a game changer. And whether Mahomes plays injured with a high ankle sprain or whether he sits in the freezing cold of Kansas City, which I suspect he will, for me, the problem with the Chiefs, it's the offensive line. The reason that their offense has been so poor this year is because Mahomes, he's been getting knocked down more than he has in his entire career. That's why he sustained multiple injuries this year, because he keeps getting hit. That's why players like Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy have not been able to get open on these long developing plays, because by the time they're open, Mahomes is on the turf. Mm. The Houston Texans have the number 4 ranked defense in the NFL, and they're going up against an injured Patrick Mahomes, an offensive line who can't block correctly. I think you're going to look at the Houston Texans, as you mentioned. I think they have a bit more to play for. The Chiefs are already 13-1. They can get the number 1 seed by even losing this game. It still doesn't really matter. They're a couple of games up on the Bills for the number 1 seed in the AFC. The Texans, they've locked their division up, but they're still battling for seeds. So they need to keep winning games. And as you say, they want to keep their momentum going with a tough road win, which I think it can give them a ton of momentum. No Mahomes, injured Mahomes. I think the Texans win this game by 3 or more.
Yeah, plus I also like to cheer for, I like to cheer against the Chiefs. Yeah. I hate that team.
100%.
All right, next up we have the Rams. They're on the road, 3-point favorites against the Jets. What do we think here?
Mm-hmm. So The Rams have found their way into the lead in the extremely tight NFC West. They have everything to play for. I love watching the Rams. Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams. When these guys are clicking, they can be very, very tough to stop. Just ask the Buffalo Bills, who lost to the Rams a couple of weeks ago. The Rams have just put together back-to-back wins against the Bills, who just beat the Lions, and they beat the 49ers in a very tough game in some weather. The Jets, they stink.
Yeah.
They lose to everyone. They scraped by the Mac Jones-led Jaguars last week, and Aaron Rodgers was cheering. Like, that was like their Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, a couple of big Devonta Adams touchdowns. But let's not forget that the Jets, they lost to the Dolphins. They lost to the Seahawks. They lost to the Colts. They lost to the Cardinals by 25 in the games before this huge win against the Jaguars, right? And everyone says, okay, look, the Jets' defense is very good. They can shut down any team. Last week, they allowed 300 yards and two touchdowns to Mac Jones. So what do you think is going to happen when they face Matt Stafford with Kupp, Nacua, and Kyron Williams? I don't like this team at all. I think the Jets are just, they got nothing to play for. Rams are in a position where they can win the NFC West if they run the table. I think they're going to go into New York. Stafford's going to have another good game. Rams are 4-3 in the road. They're a good road team. Jets 2-4 at home. I like the Rams.
Yeah, no, 100%. I can't agree more. Like, we've been pounding the table on the Jets all year about how shitty they are. I think in this day and age, you need to have a quarterback who's more mobile. And Rodgers just does not have the mobility necessary, I think, at his age and in this league. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that 7-point victory over a 3-11 Jags deter the way I think about this team. There's no way. Yep. Devontae Adams finally had a 200-yard game. I don't see him replicating that. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams have a lot to play for here. That division in the NFC West is up for grabs. With the Seahawks struggling with some injuries and stuff, I think this is their time to strike, and this is the moment they take it.
100%. All right, let's roll on to our next game here. A show favorite, the Philadelphia Eagles. They've won 10 in a row, and we've basically bet on them to win every single one of those games. They have not let us down. They're a 3.5 favorites at the Washington Commanders. What do you think here?
So when we think of Philly, we think of a powerhouse offense, don't we? You know, they have a run game that is putting up, it's the number one run game in the league, putting up 186 yards on the ground. They're putting up 26 points per game. This offense moves the ball up and down the field, especially with their wideouts. So when Saquon got hurt in this previous game, they had to rely on the pass game a little bit more, which statistically isn't that great, but that's because they've just been moving the ball on the ground so easily. Mm-hmm. But both receivers put up 100 yards and a touchdown, so clearly they can also move the ball that way.
Yep.
So we know that they have a really good offense, but do we know that Philly also has the number one ranked defense in just about every category?
Yep.
Total yards, passing yards, and points. And they rank 7th against the run.
Yeah.
I don't see how Washington is possibly going to be able to move the ball against this team that just is an absolute powerhouse. And they grind you down on the offensive side of the ball. They get turnovers on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
It's just not possible here.
Yeah, and you look at the Commanders. They are just not the same team they were in the first half of the year. I think that Jaden Daniels has kind of been found out a little bit. They just lost to a Saints team who had two third-string quarterbacks playing. They almost lost to the Saints team. They didn't cover the spread, and they were 1 2-point conversion away at the end of the game from losing to the New Orleans Saints, who are terrible. Before that, they lost to the Cowboys, they lost to the Eagles, they lost to the Steelers, they scraped by the Giants, and they scraped by the Bears. The Commanders are on the verge of a potential collapse here and missing the playoffs. Since week 9, Washington has the 23rd ranked passing game. The Eagles, as you said, they're like top 5 ranked passing defense, top 5 against the run. I just think, look, the Commanders, here's their big weakness. The Commanders have the NFL's 27th worst yards per carry allowed on the ground. Is that going to play well against the Eagles' top 3 run game with Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Gainwell putting massive amounts of pressure on the Commanders? I don't think so. And then you said, even if that doesn't really happen, the Eagles' pass offense showed up last week. A.J. Brown's getting fed. He's happy now. You got Devontae Smith. He's getting fed. The Commanders allow the NFL's 27th highest QB rating. So they can't stop the pass. They can't stop the run. Philadelphia has absolutely no weakness. Eagles minus 3.5 in the road. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, Washington doesn't look great. All season, they've only beat teams with sub-500 records. Mm. All season. So these guys matched up earlier in the season, and Philly won 26-18. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see a repeat there.
Yeah, 100%.
Next up, we have the Bucks. These guys are 4-point favorites on the road versus Dallas. What do we like?
We've bet on and against the Bucks a lot this year. We've featured them a lot on this show. There's two versions of the Bucks. There was the version of the Bucks when they're mostly healthy with like Mike Evans. We like that team. Then there was the version of the Bucks we bet against when Mike Evans and Chris Godwin were both out. We bet against that team. Well, Mike Evans has been back the last 4 weeks. Guess what? Four straight wins.
Yeah.
The Bucks absolutely smashed the Chargers last week. That was a statement win. The Bucks with Mike Evans are a good team. Mm. The Bucks have the NFL's number 3 ranked offense. The Dallas Cowboys have the NFL's 26th ranked defense. Since week 9, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the second best run game in the NFL, only ranked behind those Philadelphia Eagles that we know and love. That means their run game is better than the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And the Bucks have Bucky Irving. People are not talking about how good this run game is. And then you have Baker Mayfield, who is an absolute stud, throwing the ball to Mike Evans and their other receivers. The Cowboys, bottom 5 pass defense. I don't like that at all. Cooper Rush, he's been playing okay. They had some, you know, some decent results. But the Cowboys have been, I'm not going to hang my hat on wins against teams like the Giants. Wins against the Panthers. That doesn't sell me. No. I think the Bucks smell blood in the water in the NFC South with the Falcons faltering a bit. I think they come into Dallas here and beat by at least 5.
This game's easy because it's one of the top 3 offenses against one of the bottom ranked defenses. It's as simple as that. Dallas has lost so many key players on defense with D-Law out, with Trayvon Diggs now out, with DeMarvion Overshown, their star linebacker, also gone. They're just falling apart here.
Yeah.
The Bucs have been pounding teams with multiple score victories. So 5 of the last 6 victories have been by at least 2 scores. Mm-hmm. So they're just pounding teams. Dallas is 1-6 at home. The Bucs are 5-2 on the road. So yeah. I don't think Dallas has the explosive power necessary to keep up with this high-flying Bucs team that Baker Mayfield could easily put up 500 yards.
Yeah, like the Bucs defense isn't great, but the Bucs offense compensates for that. If the Bucs had a good defense, they would be one of the best teams in the NFL. Mm. I'm thinking this is like a 35-21 type game where the Bucs come out by 2 touchdowns. So a 5-point spread or whatever it is, 4-point spread. Yeah, I'll take that all day. All right, so those are our four. Those are the 4 Beanstalk weekly locks. If you take all 4 of those together using our link in the description on BlockBet, you're going to get a huge bonus on the profit, which means that you should not be betting anywhere else. You should only be betting on BlockBet. But as promised, we have 2 more bonus picks for you today. Why don't you go first?
Okay, so we have the 12-2 Vikings as 3-point favorites versus the 8-6 Seahawks. Look, the Vikings look pretty good against Chicago. I see a team here that is banged up in the Seahawks. Geno Smith has that knee injury right now. Kenneth Walker is also questionable with a calf. Geno Smith relies a lot on his legs. He is one of the top 5, I think, running quarterbacks in the league. If he's banged up, he's going to struggle. Mm-hmm. Typically, you think of the Seahawks as a good home team. This year, they're not. They're a 3-5 home record. The Vikings are 5-1 on the road. So who do you want to put your money on? A quarterback who has 29 touchdowns and 11 interceptions with Sam Darnold and a fully healthy unit, or Geno Smith, who's 14 touchdowns and 13 interceptions with, you know, a running back who's not playing behind him?
Yep.
So it's a tricky one, right? So if these guys don't play, we're relying on Sam Howell and Zach Charbonnet to be carrying the load for the Seahawks.
I don't like it.
So the Vikings are only allowing an average of 18 points per game. This is the 4th best in the league. They're winning by an average of 9 points throughout all their games, whereas the Seahawks, their point differential is 0. So I see a Vikings team coming in. I think there's a chance here for the NFC North with the Lions slipping last week. I think this is a chance to really take this division and move on to the next level. And as a 12-2 team against a banged up 8-6 Seahawks, 3-point favorites, this is an easy one.
Yeah, I like that pick as well. My bonus pick, it's the same kind of thesis I have with the Rams and the Jets. The Rams, you know, they have everything to play for in that thick of that NFC West race. Well, who else is in the thick of the NFC West race with everything to play for? The Arizona Cardinals. Who are they playing? One of the league's worst teams in the Carolina Panthers. You never really know when on the surface, there's 2 versions of the Arizona Cardinals. They can either play amazing and beat teams down, or they can go and just get absolutely cleaned out. Now, you look at the results from the past like 7 or 8 weeks. They blew out the Bears, they blew out the Jets, and they blew out the Patriots. They also played very poorly against the Seattle Seahawks twice and the Minnesota Vikings. So what am I seeing there? They blow out bad teams, and they struggle against good teams. Well, fortunately for us, the Carolina Panthers are a terrible, terrible team. They're 3-11. They've lost 4 in a row. They just lost to the Cooper Rush Cowboys. They got blown out by them. The Panthers' D is ranked 31st. The Cards excel on the ground with James Conner. He is one of the best. He never really gets any cred, James Conner. Man, that guy is good.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have the league's second-ranked yards per carry on the ground behind Kyler Murray and James Conner. Well, guess what? The Panthers have the NFL's worst yards per carry on the ground, meaning they couldn't stop me if I was the Arizona Cardinals running back. So what I see is the Arizona Cardinals pounding the ball, James Conner, Kyler Murray rolling out. They have a decent pass game with Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr., who we have in the background here. And the Panthers, I just don't think there's a lot to like. They found a bit of a running game behind Chuba Hubbard. Bryce Young, I just don't think it. I think the Cards have a lot to play for here to try and win that division. -4 on the road against a terrible team. I like the Cards.
Yeah, so those are our spreads for the week. What we've done, I think in this one, we've taken a lot of like the much better team, and it's just like a really small spread. Mm. So these are almost like money line
picks.
On
the road, yeah.
On the road, but that's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
We're getting to the tail end where these games matter, and we're going yeah. for the playoffs,
for
right?
For sure. So. And the way that we usually play this, personally, this is the way that I think we both bet these games. I'll take like the combo bet, the four weekly locks as a parlay, four game parlay on block bet. You're going to get a massive boost. Maybe if I'm feeling lucky, I might add one or two of the bonus picks on a separate one, like a 5 or 6 game combo bet. I'm also going to bet on every game individually. That means that if you don't win the combo bet, and you win 3 or 4, you're still going to be in the money because you're betting on the games individually. So the way that you play it is, you know, make some combo bets, make some individual bets. That way, if we go 5 for 6 or 3 for 4, you're still going to be in the money. And if you look back at our previous episodes, almost every single week, we've been in the money.
Every week.
So, yeah.
That's what, 16 weeks of fucking good betting for football. It's for crazy. Sure. It's unheard of.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I hope you guys like this episode. Make sure you tune into the next one.
That one is going to be a banger.